Let's talk cards. I'm your host, Zach Blackerby of Auburn.cards. Joining me, my good friend and vendor, Jamie Crossan. How are you?
I'm good, brother. How are you, man? Thanks for having me on.
I messed it up.
No, you're good. No, okay. Crossan's right. Yeah, you nailed it.
This is not the first take because I like kept messing your name up. Man, yeah, well, you and I, we set up next to each other at a Chattanooga show a while back, and we've been buddies ever since. So,
yeah, man. Yeah, we've got the Auburn connection.
The Auburn connection. That's right. Can't ever have too many Auburn cards in the PC for sure.
No, that's true. So, they're cheap and they're good.
For sure. So I saw you wheeling and dealing. We were both in Chattanooga at the Flip Trade show last weekend. You were wheeling and dealing all sorts of deals. What are you focused on buying right now, both sport and player? You can be as broad or specific as you want to be, Jamie.
Yeah, man, I have a pretty different philosophy when it comes to what I'm looking for. I'm essentially looking for deals. I look for unique cards. Basically, if I see a card that I think I would like to have, then I chase that card. You know, I look for liquid players. I look for, high end. You and Elijah have taught me quite a bit about chasing the high end. He told me the story about how early on in y'all's journey, you wanted to kind of, or both of you guys had talked about maybe doing low end stuff, and the juice wasn't worth the squeeze. And I think at the time you delivered that message to me, I had like three tables full of nothing but that, you know, if you'll remember.
Yeah.
And so, a lot of what I look for is liquid players, unique cards. And for me, priority is margin. And that's something else I've learned a lot. I wanted to ask you this, man.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I had a question for you.
Okay.
If you could go back when did you first start in the hobby? When did you get interested?
I mean, as far as like wanting to pursue it and kind of work my way up, probably about a year ago is when I really invested in it.
Okay. Okay. So if you could travel back in time.
Sure.
And tell young Zach, young in the card world hobby Zach.
Got it.
One piece of information that would save him lots of time, lots of energy, lots of effort. What would that piece of advice be? Like, what is the thing that you've learned the most that you wish you could go back?
Yeah, I think, and I heard people say this, I don't know if I fully got it, but how important timing is as far as how long to hold on to certain cards that you just kind of want to move. Not necessarily PC cards or long-term holds, but I think timing in regards to the season, I think is super important. And then also, like, when we hopped on and really got invested in it, that's when you saw this craze of, you know, all of these new people coming to the hobby, like myself.
Me too.
And sure, and a lot of people. And you saw all of these quarterbacks be like extremely inflated, and it burned a lot of people. And like, I knew that I wasn't going to trust Anthony Richardson, and I knew I wasn't going to trust
Will Levis. We watched them in the SEC. Yeah,
both
we
knew. Of them. And it's like, okay. And then some of those situation too. It's like, I don't know if that makes sense, but even Stroud, which Elijah and I talked about this on our last show. Stroud's been nothing but great, including in the postseason, getting postseason wins, but there's no way his market could ever do that. So because of that, you know, it's definitely changed how I'm approaching this year's quarterbacks, because I think it's kind of the same. I think there's more upside with this year's quarterbacks, but I think that's certainly part of it. So I guess just understanding timing and how important it is, because I ran into this, a lot of people that had their cards priced way too high in Chattanooga, where I'm like, I will offer you comps on this card, but they're like, no, because I know it's only going to go up when the football season starts. I'm like, historically, that's not true.
It feels like it should be, but it's not true.
So I would say timing and just going through a full calendar year of kind of looking and observing the ebbs and flows of it all, I think that's probably the most important thing.
I agree. It's funny. I don't mean to just steal your answer, but like it feeds into the question that you're asking me, because the thing that I've learned is exactly that. Like, I don't win and make money on the sale. I make it on the buy. You know, like, yes. If I can create margin, then on the buy without the market turning on me, because what just like one of this very things just happened to me, those uptowns that they're printing like paper money. I got a JJ McCarthy uptown and I pay $330 for it. Nice, clean. This is, you know, early on when the mega boxes were being opened.
Yeah.
2 weeks later, like three weeks later, I finally sold it. And I started at like 375 and then the market was just turning. It was spiraling. And then it was like 350. I dropped it to 350, just trying to be, just make a little bit of money at that point. I wound up selling it for $200. Took a $130 loss. So that experience taught me that even with a marketable, hot, liquid player like JJ McCarthy, even with an uptown, like the market will turn on you quickly. And so,
what do you think about uptowns just as a card? I don't like.
I mean, them. I think they're the Kmart version of downtown. I think it's.
Yeah,
it's like spending Black Friday at the Dollar General. Like, I mean, why would we do this?
And like Don, I mean, the only thing I think Panini does better than Topps is their case hits, and I think which I guess an uptown is technically a case hit. It feels like there's way more of them, so I'm not entirely positive if it's classified as a case hit or not. But
yeah, I think it is.
That's the only thing Panini has over Topps, and like I just don't. I think they missed on this one.
Yeah. So, man, I think just to kind of circle back, and I'd love to hear your answer to that question too, because I have a specific strategy now, especially when it comes to buying. You made the point well a few minutes ago, and you noticed it on your last pod when you and Elijah were talking about Stroud. Stroud's an excellent example.
Right.
Because during the season, he was performing splendidly. Mm-hmm. And yet his cards were declining steadily. They weren't dropping off a cliff like Will Levis, but they were declining. Wimby, another one. Wimby had an incredible rookie year. Mm-hmm. Just rookie of the year, almost probably should have been defensive player of the year. And yet his cards were on that steady decline. So what that's teaching me, except for outliers like a Jaden Daniels who makes it to the championship game, you're going to have your outliers. But by and large, you want to – this is my philosophy. I want to buy and sell before the season starts.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, we're going to the National this year, and I'm going to dump a lot of stuff then. But a lot of my inventory right now is more Pokemon and TCG. I mean, I've got some sports stuff and I picked up a good bit at Chattanooga and I've got some coming, but I imagine a lot of it is going to be involved in deals in Chicago. So we'll certainly see like the timing of that. But
when is Chicago Nationals? When is that?
It's end of July and early August.
Okay. Is it a week event, a week long event?
Yeah, I think it's 4 days. I want to say it's 4 days. Okay. Let's see. But I think that's when a lot of people are, is July 30th through August 3rd.
I mean, I could skip my family vacation and go to that.
I think you'd have more fun. I'm just saying.
I mean, it's the beach. Yeah, I think I'd probably be on the couch for the better part of the rest of the year.
Yeah, but, no, I'd rather go to the beach than the car. I don't know. I've been to the beach before. I haven't been to the National before. So I'm excited. I'm excited. Yeah. But yeah, I do think you're going to see a lot of that, a lot of these guys trend down after that. So like if you're buying a big rookie QB card right now, you need to plan on moving it, I think, by the end of next month, which I think most people will. And if you're buying it to hold or collect or whatever, that's fine. Thinking about buying one, I would wait two months. I'm a huge Pats fan, and I have not started my Drake May PC yet. I've got a few of the lower end ones just from like rips and stuff, but there's a few of his rookie cards that I love. I absolutely love, and I'm waiting.
Which ones?
My favorite one, and it kills me because Elijah just bought one today. is okay. the Phoenix Color Blast.
Yes.
And he bought one in a 10. There's only two sales. I don't know how this guy that lives on the other side of town from us got it so quick, but
wow. Okay.
Yeah. And so like, you definitely don't want one right now unless you plan on moving it, which, you know, he probably hasn't moved. He's had it like 2 hours. He'll probably have it moved, you know, by the end of the night.
The end of this podcast. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that, and then I have one of his Topps Chrome autos. I think it's the teal to 199. That's at PSA right now. But I wouldn't mind getting a lower number one, like maybe a gold to 50 auto. Yeah. I wouldn't mind investing in that, but now is not the time to do it.
Yeah. What do you think about, like, I've heard this said, I'm interested to hear your feedback on this.
Okay.
So one of the things that I've picked up along the way, and I really do like this piece of advice, and it saved me a couple of times. It actually helped me with the Tom Brady PSA 9 rookie that I just sold. And that was buy a card, especially when you're investing heavy, buy a card that you don't mind keeping for your PC. And that way, if it doesn't work out, the market turns, it doesn't matter because you have that piece for your collection. What's your thoughts on that?
Yeah. I think it depends on the card, right? Like a Tom Brady, you know, rookie Bowman or whatever, like that makes sense. You can hold that card. It will eventually go up, right? You and I've had that conversation before through a different lens. But I mean, I don't know. I mean, I think you need to know, like, when you're buying a card, right? Like, what's the purpose of this transaction? Is it to, you know, flip? Is it to, you know, make your showcase look nicer? Is it to put it on the shelf in your wall that, like, to bring you happiness when you see it? Like, I think there's so many different sides of this hobby that we all know and love, which is what makes it so fun. You know, I've got, you know, like, I mean, I PC Ramondre Stevenson. Like, obviously, when I buy a Ramondre Stevenson card, I know no one else is going to want that, right? So, I think it depends. So as far as, you know, buying a big card like that Brady, which it sounds like you were under comp when you bought it. So you probably knew that you'd be able to flip it pretty easy and get a margin on it. But yeah, I mean, especially with higher end stuff, because you just never know like how easy it is going to be to find a buyer for, you know, a four figure card consistently. Right. But yeah, for sure. For sure. I mean, because worst case, you're stuck with a card that you like. And sure.
Is your philosophy within the
context of that making sense? 100%.
No, it does make sense. Is your philosophy then when you guys are, because you see this as a business for you guys, right? Like this is something that you guys are pursuing pretty passionately in that business realm. And I would consider myself in the same, probably not as advanced as you guys are. I think my goal is to continue to build the nest egg, have that ebb and flow where I'm stocking, saving, and slowly building so that I can ultimately reach my goal of having a LeBron James auto.
Sure.
Which is what I'm chasing.
That's your grail, is the LeBron James
auto. That's my grail. Yeah, man. I got to have his auto. Got to have
it. Do you have a specific one you want?
Well, my buddy Kevin at the Chattanooga show had a signature series upper deck graded 9. Beautiful. It's from his 06 year. He's doing this layup. It's perfect on card auto graded to 9. I'd made a huge sale. This was actually before I bought the Brady PSA 9.
Okay.
So walked over to him. I'd been talking with him the whole show.
What was the sticker? Got on
there.
It?
4,700. And I had, I know. Like it was,
but also like that, I don't think that's crazy for that car.
It's not.
That seems reasonable.
Well, and what I found is in the higher end, and I'm just learning this because I'm learning so much about the hobby, I feel like all the time, but it's not the same as dealing with your $20, $30, even $100, $120 cards. Sure. Because, you know, there's always that flexibility. Comps, you know, are being thrown up every time you have a sale. And I tried to throw up a comp to Kevin, and he didn't care at all. He was like, no, this is a $4,700 card. The market is this. Somebody's going to pay for that. And it's just a different mentality the higher you get. Have you seen that?
Yeah, no, for sure. Like, you're going to see a Bonix downtown again, you know, and like, that's still a four-figure card. right?
Right.
But you know you're going to see it again. But if you see, you know, the Pandora to 25 or whatever, like that, that changes. Right. Like you may not ever see one again, ever.
Yeah.
Because, you know, whoever's buying it, you just don't know what they're going to do with it. They could flip it.
That's right. Yeah.
You know, 12 of the 25 could still be in a box, you know, and you just never know if they're going to get ripped or not. If they do, it could be some kid who hits it, you know, and it's like, what are they going to, they're just going to put it in a box. They may not even know what they have, you know?
Right.
So yeah, I think that's totally a thing. You know, I have more like high end TCG stuff than I do sports stuff, but I know I've just like with watching Elijah, like he just had a pretty high end, Jordan Love that was a Pandora. And he was able to kind of like, you know, he was able to ignore comps. I know when he moved it too. So yeah, for sure. And then especially with like, if you have a LeBron James on card auto, you say from 06, like, you know, that's
07.
Yeah.
Like 06, 07. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, that's a grail for like a big chunk of collectors, right? Like you can't like, yeah, I mean.
So I went over there. To finish the, to put a bow on this terrible story, went over there, had him down. And he's such a good guy.
I know you didn't get it, right?
So. Yeah, I didn't get it. So I can get over there and he's sitting at the table and he said, man, you're going to be mad at me. And I said, oh, you did not. And he said, he sold it. He got, and, you know, good for him. He got trade value plus cash for the full 4,700. So I'm happy for him. Yeah, he's and it was definitely worthy of that. But God, what a sucker punch though in the gut, man. I was like, man, I had it. It was right there.
And, would you have traded a lot? I mean, because you had that in the case you were carrying around. Would you have traded a lot of that for it?
A lot of what I had in the case.
Yeah.
Like the Lamb Jack and all of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
I've gotten pretty close to it.
Well, I sold the Lamb. So I had for the listeners, I had a beautiful National Treasures rookie Lamar Jackson 4 patch.
Beautiful patch.
RPA. Yeah, beautiful. It was a nice patch.
Yeah.
And the value of that card was, you know, the card letter value, which is what I use for that card, was around $2,000, according to what I pulled up, and was able to sell that and get that money. And get me to a place financially where I felt good about as good as you can about investing $4,000 in the card.
Yeah.
And, and then it was gone. And so I had to settle for the consolation of the PSA 9 Brady, which is not a bad consolation prize.
Dude, how great was that show though? In Chattanooga? Like that was a solid show.
It was so great, man. Such a good show. If people are out there listening to this, and if you haven't, I mean, we're going to give it, we're not paid by the flip, but it is, I mean, they do such a great job, lots of great vendors. Big shout out to Daniel and that group for the flip. They do a fantastic job.
Yeah. And what I'm about to say, like, I'm not taking away from the flip because they have an outstanding job, but like them capitalizing on the growth of the hobby throughout the Southeast. Like they have just nailed it to the point where, you know, they were just based in Alabama. Now they're going to Tennessee and Georgia. And I think they did one in Biloxi as well. Like they've just been awesome. They've been awesome.
Yeah.
And every show that's been in Chattanooga just seems, I don't know if that's just an underrated card market or what, but that has been nailed. Mm-hmm. Absolute nails for sure.
Well, you sold out, didn't you? Didn't you sell everything?
Yeah. I mean, we sold a lot. Like almost all of our sports labs were gone. And then I sold all of my Pokemon, my vintage stuff. Like some dude just like bought all of it, gave him a good deal, but he's like, I'll buy all of it.
Yeah.
Like, okay, hold on. Let me do the math on this real quick.
Yeah.
I mean, it kind of put us in a spot where like, okay, well, now we've got to like reload. We've got to reload our inventory, which is fun. We haven't really done that yet. We've like slowly been building up, but then it's like people just kept buying and buying and buying. It's like, okay, we've got a lot of cash. And so now we're going to, you know, try a different approach. And we've got a show in Commerce, Georgia coming up next Saturday, the Father's Day show. And our goal is going to be to buy, you know, it's like, how much can we buy? So that's going to be a fun, going to be a fun twist. And like you said, like the win is in the buy. It's not in the sell.
Yeah.
So
that's right.
It's going to be kind of presenting some different stuff for sure.
That's exciting, man. So when you're going to buy, you asked me early on when we became friends, how do I source this stuff? Asking you the same thing. Where do you source?
Yeah. I mean, a lot of it's going to be online for sure. You try to avoid eBay so you don't have to pay fees and all of that. But, you know, I got a big old buying sign printed. And so we're going to put that up behind it. I'll send you a picture of it when it comes in.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't wait to see it.
Yeah. I think it'll be cool. I think I'm excited about it, but yeah, that's kind of the next, I think that's our next thing is try to, you know, all the big dogs, man, they're just buying like crazy at these shows and they're just like, you know, 70%ing the heck out of everybody. And it's like, if you can get to where you could do that, like you can, cause then you can just sell at 90 and everybody feels like a winner. That's the goal.
Yeah. Is that where you want to be? Is that kind of where you guys are?
Yeah. I mean, they just have so much capital, you know, it just takes time to get there, you know?
Right. Yeah. But,
Who are you specifically looking for right now? I am trying to buy as much Nussmeier from LSU
and
Klubnik from Clemson as I possibly can right now.
When are you going to, when you buy up Nussmeier, as an example, when are you looking to flip him? When are you looking to get rid of him?
I'm not sure. I'll probably dump some at the start of the season, and then I'll save probably some of the better cards that I get of his. I'll probably save it to the draft.
Okay. And see, that's what, you know, up
to the draft.
Zach, this is why I love this hobby. There are so many different strategies that you can be successful in. And like for me, I would be afraid if I did that. The thing that would scare me about that is Nussmeier blows out his ACL, and then all of a sudden I'm sitting in a Will Levis situation that he just stinks, and now I have all of this. Like, you know, I saw at the show a PSA 10 downtown Will Levis that was like less than $60 or something like that. And at one time that card was, you know, into three figures. Yeah. So I think that's my fear, because I'm aware of my luck. Like I would be the guy who invested in Levis. And then, but I see people like that, like what you're saying, being very successful. And that's what I love about the hobby is like, there are people that swear by holding, that will hold, they will hold for years at times, and then they'll have a big payday. And then there are people like me that just volume. I'm going to get it and I'm going to sell it. As quickly as I get it.
Probably more ideal. I love college cards. I love them. I love it. I love getting in college breaks. I love buying them. I love selling them. I love getting them graded. I love everything about Bowman U and Bowman's Best University. I love the product. I'm in a break now. I have Clemson. I'm trying to get K Club next the old fashioned way. I got a case hit, so I'm excited. But if you want a K Club Nick shock and all, I'm going to go get it graded. But I just think so. Part of me is like, I enjoy that. I enjoy the college card side of the hobby, which is growing. It's definitely growing. And I think that's been an underrated part of NIL and licensing and these players being able to kind of profit off of, you know, who they are. I think that's been super, super cool.
That's a great point.
Because like I think everybody's going to always value their NFL rookie card. And right now it seems to be Prizm is the most widely accepted. What does that change to Topps Chrome when licensing flips over? Possibly. But I do think you're seeing more people be interested in a lot of their college cards as well. And that's something I'm here for, because I love it. I love the college products right now.
That's cool, man. Yeah. You spoke about breaks. Do you do breaks a lot?
I do them more than I should. That's not the right way to do it. That is not the right way to do it. But yeah, I love it, man. I love it. And I've hit some new lately. I'm on a heater. Let me show you this card I got, just because you're an Auburn guy, if I can find it. Keep going.
I mean, I can't wait. I can't wait to see whatever you're about to show me. See, like, I don't do breaks. I say that, I'm lying. Okay, I do breaks, but I do it with the expectation of, what are you showing me? Oh my gosh, what is that?
Dual auto, go. Jack Arnold, Nick Anderson, number to five.
Oh my gosh. Jackson Arnold, for those of you who don't know, starting quarterback for the Auburn Tigers.
Oh yeah.
Coming up this year. Oh my gosh, that's incredible.
Yeah, well, I'm excited about it for sure.
So are you going to hold it?
Yeah. I'm going to grade that one. I may PC that just because I got it for so cheap and a break. But we'll see what happens with Nick Anderson too. So
yeah,
he's at LSU now, I'm pretty sure. So it's kind of like,
you would know better than me, man.
The transfer portals made some of the college cards like not make sense, like that one. Like they're both like writing like go Sooners or whatever, and it's like neither of them are there when the product comes out. So some of it's a little weird, but you know, I love that's also college football right now. And you and I both love college football. So like that's the hobby part of I love the college products right now. But we'll see. We'll see if that becomes more normalized or not.
I think you have a good point, man. I think it will become more normalized. You know, that was a great point about the NIL because, I could definitely see that. I mean, it almost feels like it could be the beginning stages of like Google stock, you know, just soaring because college, unless you're an avid college fan.
In baseball for forever, you know, the first, your Bowman first and all that in baseball, then you put it in a closet. It's like, all right, in 5 or 6 years, we'll see if you're good or not. I don't know why this couldn't be the same. I think a lot has to happen culturally within the hobby for that shift to happen. But I don't think it's a crazy thing to kind of say like this could happen.
Yeah, no, I don't think so either. I mean, especially with NIL, because you know they're going to.
Yeah.
I mean, they'd be stupid not to direct some of that fun to the hobby. But also, if you're an athlete, that's just awesome. Like if I were an athlete to be able to have like my card, that's like having your own action figure or something. Like you want that.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Yeah. That is cool. That is cool. So, sweet. Anybody you're specifically buying? I think I've asked that a few times and I just kind of told you like, oh, I'm buying Klubnik and Nuss. I think I totally like answered that question before you could. So
I'm buying, right now I'm heavy after the rookie quarterbacks. My goal is to continue, especially if I chase some of the new product that's coming out. If I do go and gamble with buying boxes, despite my nature, which is like the unluckiest human being on earth, I feel like my goal in the hobby, my job, my place in this world is to clear out all of the commons for people like you to go and get those case hits. So you're welcome.
Thank you for your service and your sacrifice. Yeah.
I mean, it's a lonely job. I mean, it is. But if I go and buy a new product, I turn it quickly. I want it gone. And so my goal is to be done with football, except for, you know, like like I just bought a Wimby. Normally I wouldn't buy a Wimby right now for any reason, because basketball is still being played. It's still at the end, but I bought a,
he's so down right now, though. Now probably is the time to buy him.
Yeah. Yeah. And what will happen is as the season comes to a close and then we start inching toward October when the season starts up again, you're going to see that spike again. But my goal is to have that Wimby car. I bought a RPA motif, tops motif rather.
Oh, okay.
Wimbenyama to 25, and it's a beautiful card, dude.
Hold on, I got tops. Right here.
Yeah, it's this guy.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah, it's a nice, big, expensive card, and so my goal is to have it gone before the season starts, and that's my goal with Jaden Daniels, Drake May, JJ McCarthy. I want to keep buying those guys, and I want to sell before the season starts, because ACLs happen, injuries happen, they suck happens. I mean,
it's an interesting spot too, because as soon as he gets somebody else on that team, which there's a lot of rumors of, you know, Giannis, there were rumors last year of Trae Young going to San Antonio. As soon as he gets another one, it's going to go back up. It's not going to go back to where he was as a rookie by any means, but it's going to shoot back up. So I don't think Wimby is a bad buy at all.
No. You know, they got De'Aaron Fox, though. They got Fox, and they, you know, they have Castle.
I don't think that really did a whole lot, you know?
No, it didn't. But they didn't get to play together that much either because he, not long after that, he was injured. So there's, I mean, he's a big contract. So, so we'll see on that. But that's who I'm chasing, man. Like, I'm buying a lot. And then I'm buying, if Otto's numbered, I'm always looking for that unique card that I would want. I kind of let that govern me. If I think it's worth it, then I'm going to buy it and take a chance on it. So that's my long-winded answer.
That's awesome. How can they hit you up, Jamie? What's the best way for people to, if, you know, if they want to talk cards with you or do whatever, what's the best way?
Man, to reach out? The best way to reach out is to find me on Facebook. You see my name right there. I'm not a huge on social media. I have an Instagram that I never use.
I've never seen you on Instagram.
I know, man. This is because I'm a bit of a ghost. But I'm active on a lot of Facebook groups, card selling groups, and that's where I find.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I have a sale going tonight, and one of my guys reached out and said, "Hey, you know, you're ending tomorrow night, not tonight." And I was like, "Oh, well, that's better." I didn't realize I wasn't ending tonight. Oh. I thought today was Friday, and it's not.
Well, that's cool. It does feel like Friday to me, too.
It does, man.
I got a lot to do. But, Jamie, thanks for hopping on for a few minutes, man. We went longer than I thought because the conversation was so good. So that's fun.
Yeah.
That's fun. Well, hey, be sure to check out our Instagram. It's Let's Talk Cards Pod. You can also find my card Instagram that I share with Elijah, auburn.cards on Instagram. And, of course, my personal stuff is at Z Blackerby. We'll see you next time, and we'll keep talking cars.